This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Dental and DSO podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Linda Chronic, a dentist at Laser Dentistry in Connecticut. Dr. Chronic, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
I know we've got a lot to talk about in terms of some of the big trends in dentistry and in how your organization is evolving. But before we dive into that discussion, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Absolutely. I'm a dentist here in Southeastern Connecticut. I am originally from Connecticut. I've been practicing 31 years and I love what I do. And I love all the advances that have come along during my career and continue to come along.
Fantastic. Well, given your position, obviously, I've spent a ton of time as a dentist in the dental industry. What are some of the big trends that you're seeing today in dentistry as well as in healthcare?
I think the most important trend that I see going on, especially in dentistry, is making sure we have less aerosolization, minimizing our risk to both the team and patients, especially due to COVID, but also practicing the best infection control ever that we can do. Universal precautions works, and there are many modalities in dentistry that makes that work.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And it makes a ton of sense. So when you're looking at some of the different practices to reduce the aerosolization, my apologies, and improve the infection control, is there anything that you found particularly effective and just have been really excited about over the past year or so?
Yes. Well, for 17 years, and the title says it from my office, Laser Dentistry. Laser is just that. Lasers afford you to do the same dentistry, only better and with significantly less aerosolization. Okay. Laser has less water and less air spray coming off of it and in its initial direction. So the team and the patient benefit from that. And I can't say that enough times. And there are so many wonderful lasers out there. And the one that I use just rocks our socks and gives great treatment for our patients, hence the name Laser Dentistry.
That's really great to hear. And now, is there anything else that you're looking at and really excited about when you think about what's going on today in healthcare in the future?
Yes. Also, along those lines of less aerosolization, that's really what we boil down to here in dentistry. We use, you know, minimal. The advent of using CAD/CAM technology and being able to scan your impressions, and that goes across the board in all areas of dentistry, whether you're an oral surgeon doing implants, making a surgical stent, or an orthodontist, and you're scanning in your cases, or you're a general dentist or a prosthodontist, and you're doing your crowns and bridges, or making even a whitening tray, you can scan, send to a 3D printer. There is less chance of being exposed to saliva and all the infectious particles that go along with it.
Got it. Sounds like, you know, it makes a ton of sense, especially in this era when, you know, we're trying to cut back on the types of things that would spread infections and you know, protect our patients and our staff as much as possible.
It's cleaner dentistry and it's cleaner health. And I say laser and CAD/CAM are right up there. Also using a Hydrum, a medical dishwasher in your Steri-Center, rather than ultrasonic. That is another advent to control and decrease the risk of infectious materials.
And from your perspective in looking at your practice, what does it take in order to incorporate all of these technologies and these new techniques in order to do that? Resources both in whether it's financial or, you know, the time spent to get it done and make sense. Is there anything prohibitive there or is it pretty easy to bring all this in?
Well, there is a cost significant to your practice, but, you know, if you secure great financing and you see your vision, I mean, to me, I bought my first laser on a Sunday. I called my banker and I had it the next week and I was using it. And I remember I didn't run it by anybody else and the laser paid for itself in 6 months. So I think you have to have vision and you have to know you're going to use the technology and it's not going to be a coat rack sitting in your operatory. Couple that with great education, which you must have, and training. And it's a win-win for anyone.
Absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. And especially with that relatively short time period to return on investment, you know, it definitely seems like if you've got that kind of practice in patient base and you know they're going to be using it, it's well worth the investment.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a win-win. And particularly since most dental schools are having the students train with CAD/CAM and with laser, if your practice does not have those modalities in place, you're not going to attract that candidate who, you know, might wish to join your practice.
Got it. Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about, we've talked a lot on some of the exciting things happening today. Is there anything that makes you nervous?
No, I think the only thing that really bothers me, and it probably bothers everyone, is people not keeping appointments. And all you need to do is to give us a quick call. If you can't make it, it's respect and courtesy. I think there's a lacking of that in the world. And in my office, that patient walks in, they get 12-star service. And I can't emphasize that enough. And it's frustrating for everybody. It brings down team morale. And that can be the only difficult thing, I think. But when people are here, they're incredibly happy.
Absolutely. It was fantastic. And then, you know, my last question here is, where do you see your organization growing and evolving over the next year or so?
I would like to be able to get more into treating my snoring patients with a laser and lip plumping, which is something that I already do with my laser, and expanding that part of my practice. I think that people are finding that with COVID, they're in close quarters and they're actually getting a lack of sleep. And our snore treatment patients have skyrocketed due to that, and the laser treats it.
Fascinating. I wouldn't have thought of that, but you know, it definitely makes sense in having some of the snoring patients just increasing and, you know, wanting to get that taken care of. Well, Dr. Kronick, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a really great discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to be here. Thank you.